Yes. KDVS 90.3 FM. Davis, online at KDVS.org. My name is Nadav, and right now the name of the show is Phoning It In. And we have from somewhere, I'm not sure, where are we calling right now?
Olympia,
Washington. Spencer from Generifus. How you doing?
Doing good.
I have to ask, first of all, where's the name from?
Generifus is a monster that my grandfather made up when my dad was a kid. And he kept talking, telling stories about it when me and my sister and cousins were growing up. And so it's kind of just like a family thing.
Oh, cool. Do you tell any monster stories at your shows?
No, I don't. they were just kind of like one-liners mostly, and they weren't like really involved.
Gotcha. Cool. So you've maybe some people listening will know you from multiple stops in Davis.
Yep. Yeah, I played there twice in March, and then again in August.
Cool. Any plans to head back down?
Yeah. Whenever I get a chance between school and others. Recording and stuff, I'm going to, come back there, definitely. It's always been a good time.
Yep. And what can we expect for tonight?
You mean what the songs are?
Yeah, or just a general vibe for people who might not be familiar with your music up till now.
Well, I'm just going to be playing my acoustic guitar and singing, and it's pretty mellow, and I guess, you could sit down while you're listening, or if you're driving. Might be nice, too, I guess,
Not operating heavy machinery otherwise, though.
Maybe not. You might not be able to hear it in a sawmill super well, but,
Luckily, this will be all archived online after the fact for those people who are stuck in the sawmill right now.
Yeah, all of them.
Cool. Well, do you want to try a song?
This first one's going to be called And I Tried. So, you ready?
Go for it.
And I try
sounds awesome. Don't change a thing.
Cool. Doing good.
Yeah.
Cool. So, just playing. Keep playing.
Please do.
Cool. This show is a half an hour?
Yep.
Cool. All right, great.
So, yeah, check back in whenever it's comfortable for you.
Sure.
I don't really have any, you know, I never have any questions prepared, and I'm not all that great a conversationalist, so I'm always happy to keep the focus on the music.
Okay. I'm going to try this one. It's called, it's a song about this well in Olympia called the Artesian Well, and I wrote it when I was in Santa Barbara, but I was just thinking about being back home when I was on tour, but I'm going to try this new intro that I made up for it. I've been listening to a bunch of Towns Van Zandt lately, and I'm kind of getting these like folk country riffs in my head I want to do, so I'm going to just try. Anyways, yeah, the song's called Die Together.
Is there any kind of legend associated with the well? Like, if you drink the water,
yeah, that's well. What the legend is that, well, people bottle get the water in bottles all the time, but if you drink it straight from the well, then they say you'll die in Olympia.
Yeah, there was a similar, slightly less morbid fountain in Providence where, so if you drink from the fountain, you'll always return to Providence.
Oh yeah, yeah, but yeah, that song's just about kind of you want to be with someone, so you do this. You kind of tricked. I guess the person knew about the curse, but just thinking about it in terms of since you both cursed, then might as well just be together so you can, because you're going to die together anyway, I guess.
So it's sort of a sweetly morbid song.
Yeah. That's how.
Yeah. They also said in Providence if you rode your bike down the like really steep State House steps, you would also always come back to Providence because most likely you would break your neck. And so I guess that's a little similar to the fountain in Olympia.
Cool. So I'm going to play another one. I think I don't have a name for it yet. I just wrote it last week, but I've been having a good time playing it, so I'm going to do it on this show.
Sweet. Thank you. Sounded great.
Thanks. I think I'll just go right to another one. I was getting a little water, but let's see. Oh, this one's called Some Days. I wrote it this summer.
Get in your head. Some
So you have one easily available, at least, album recorded.
What's that?
You have one album recorded, right?
Yeah, I have one that has been distributed well.
Yeah. Any other plans to record or any recordings in the hat?
Yeah. I've been writing. I put that CD out like about a year ago, so I've been writing since then. And I have I'm gonna have an EP out on this label called Half Yogurt, which my friend Kaz. He has this band called. It used to be called Powerful Power, I think. Now he's going by his name. And he's from Japan, but he used to live in Seattle when I did. And
did you play here with him? Or did you play in Davis with him, or did he come through separately?
He came through, I think, in June, so a few months after me. But he started a label putting out these kind of stylized EPs that are in clear cases, so he's going to put out one of mine. And then I'm also working on a new full-length. I'm going to record over winter break, I think, with my roommates who are in the band Lake. We're going to record it together here in Washington.
Man, you definitely keep good company.
Yeah, we all live together here in Olympia.
Cool. We've got another 10 minutes to fill with music.
Cool.
We've got some more songs.
Yeah, I think there should probably be enough time for two or three more. I'm going to see. Yeah, I'm going to do one kind of quick one, and then I'll go right into another one.
Sounds good.
Okay. Okay.
Got 5 minutes if you've got one more.
What's that?
Got five more minutes if you've got one more.
Yeah, I guess, there's, so I'm just going to play one last one. And yeah, I guess that'll be it. This one's going to be, it's going to be called Good Graces.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
It sounded really good.
Thank you.
So, just the MySpace page online for now?
Yeah. That's it.
Cool. And when can we expect the EP to drop on Half Yogurt?
I think sometime around March. I think I'm planning on going over there to tour in March, so maybe sometime around then.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
You will be famous in Japan.
Hopefully.
Well, yeah. good luck with that. Stay on the line for just 1 second.
Sure.
You've been listening to Generifus. Did I say it right that time?
Generifus.
Generifus. I'm sorry. Generifus. I've got to get it right at least once on here. On Phoning It In on KDVS. Check him out online at myspace.com/Generifus. GENERIFUS. Check us out at myspace.com/Phoning It In and phoningitin.net. Thanks.